Blog Talk Radio.
WIJSF.com. Women in Jazz South Florida Inc. is a nonprofit educational organization that promotes women musicians globally through events, concerts, performances, clinics, lectures, workshops, articles, interviews, newsletters, courses, contacts, research, history, archives, websites, film, audio and video recordings, and recognition. Visit us at WIJSF.com. You're listening to blogtalkradio.com/musicwoman with your host, Diva JC.
Spring ahead seems, April is near, and May will soon be here. June, July, and August are my favorite time of year.
Afternoon. This is Dr. Diva JC on Music Woman Radio, underwritten by Women in Jazz, South Florida. And it is absolutely gorgeous today. 80 some degrees, beautiful, fluffy skies. And we have a guest in Florida who recently became a new member of Women in Jazz, South Florida, number 338. You just heard her beautiful song, Goodbye Summer. So let's bring in Lori DePiche. Hello, Lori.
Good afternoon, Dr. Cartwright.
How are you?
Oh, I am in the most beautiful place in my life right now. I'm doing really great, sitting by the ocean, eating a tuna tostada, just listening to the waves crash. How great is that?
That's beautiful. I knew you would get there. Okay. So let's get into the interview because we have another song by you. Time is fleeting. So tell us, how did you first come to music as a child?
Well, probably the first time I heard music was in the womb. So when you're hearing that heartbeat and you're hearing the strings of the blood rush through the body, obviously it made a pretty deep, innate impression on me that lasted a really long time, and I resonated with music. And by the time I was a mere 14, I had a music teacher notice that I had a gift and a voice, and she used to prompt me and push me out front and give me the solos and put me in the direction of auditioning for several choirs and made me recognize and be one with the fact that I had a nice voice. And I took an interest in music and eventually sought out and began to chase my dreams and relocated to New York City and decided to become a professional.
Let's not get there yet. Okay.
Now, okay, sure.
studied voice with tenor Pasquale Caputo.
Yes.
So talk
Pasquale
about that.
Pasquale Caputo was an internationally renowned tenor living in my hometown. And when I heard the magic that he used to equip his students with, when I finally decided to become serious about becoming a singer, I asked him if he would give me voice lessons. And he was a classical tenor teaching a European method called bel canto, which translates to beautiful singing. And he taught me how to use my voice and how to breathe correctly and all about dynamics and intonation and diction and articulation. And he was crucial to the next stage I was about to take in my career, which was to relocate to New York City.
Okay. And so now, did you study music theory?
I did. When I got to New York City, I auditioned. I had 1 year at Manus College of Music, which I took music introduction to see if I could really handle that the level of a higher music education. And it was very hard, but I auditioned at the referral of my voice teacher, my classical voice teacher, to a jazz program in New York City, which was at the New School University of Jazz in Contemporary Music. And I thought, well, what better, you know, place to learn from, as you're a good soul singer and you have a lot of soul. Maybe I could learn about the blues and become a professional musician. So I studied for 4 years and gained a bachelor's in performance and music. So I took several theory classes and became a professional musician.
Terrific. Now, do you write your own song?
I am a songwriter. I've been writing lyrics since I was a teenager, and I think it really helped me to pretty much strengthen, you know, how to write a song. I used to read books on how to write songs and what made a good song, and try to write when I was vulnerable. And, you know, I think it turned out to lead to a path of pretty nice, you know, lyrics that I could someday use. So I've been writing songs for a long time, but it was a really profitable and lucrative thing for me to become a professional musician, because when I learned about theory and music and notation and how to play the piano, it allowed me to put those lyrics to a composition.
Okay. Now, how many songs would you say you wrote?
Well, I have quite a catalog, and probably 8 awards from ASCAP for the catalog of tunes that I do have. But I took a few of those songs and made arrangements to the compositions of 2 originals, and I have 2 originals on my new CD.
But how many songs have you written altogether? 10, 20, 30, 40?
Maybe in upwards of 50.
Okay. Do you have a publishing company with ASCAP or BMI?
I do. I have a publishing company through ASCAP.
And what's the name of it?
It actually, I started out with one name, which was Determinism, which is really funny. Determinism, the meaning behind that, of almost something being in the divine order of plans before you even set out to become aware or attain those plans. So I kind of thought that was a really cool name. I'm thinking about changing it to Mind Blowing Jazz, but I kind of still like Determinism.
Okay. Now, do you have your songs in a book? You said a catalog in a book.
Well, I have not written any books, but I am thinking about going to take some classes to learn how to write a memoir, because I'd like to write a book about my life.
No, but are the songs in a book, a song book?
No, I haven't really. I thought about publishing a book of my songs, but I haven't got to that yet. I have enough material to do so. but I've been spending more time at the piano, hopefully to become an accomplished pianist, solo artist, and that requires a lot of hard work and discipline, let alone being a singer and, you know, learning music and changing charts into keys and knowing them well enough to perform them. Those two areas alone, you know, are overwhelming to incorporate, you know, what my priorities are. And I feel at this time the piano and performing have really been my priorities.
Okay. Now, have you had any challenges in the male dominated music industry?
Well, I feel like before I became a professional musician, there were more challenges because I wasn't equipped. I didn't really know the mechanics of music or the musical terms and how to talk the musical language. And it was even harder before I learned all of that to become a band leader, and just not a musician, but a woman leading a predominantly male, you know, field. So it was hard because I was ignorant of all the things I needed to equip myself with. But once I became one, I saw there was even more challenges, because even though you are educated and you can talk the musical language and you do know the correct musical terms, being a woman and being a leader, some men are challenged by. And I feel that if someone, you know, has an ego problem or they don't want to take direction from a woman, absolutely, yes, they make it hard for you. But I feel as a leader, you have to, my education was based on taking no prisoners. You know, the professors I studied with were the front leaders of Miles Davis and Sarah Vaughan and Lena Horne and, you know, the Jazz Messengers. They didn't take any crap. And I was instructed by these professors, just because you're a woman, you have to get up and you have to take no prisoners yourself. And if someone challenges you, you know, you have to be concise and assess it and go in and deal with it. And I've learned how to be that leader, so I'm really not challenged by men. And if they feel that they want to challenge a woman, I try not to be aggressive. I just try to be grounded and try to be a human being first, and try to allow them to see that it's about the vision and nothing but the vision, and that's what they're hired for.
Okay.
To create your vision.
Do you work with any women musicians?
Did I work with any? I'm sorry, I didn't hear you.
Do you work with any women musicians?
Any famous musicians?
Women.
Any women musicians? Yeah, I have worked with a lot of women musicians. I really prefer to work with and support women, you know. But the majority of the bands that I work with are men, and I have learned who the best players for myself are and learned a lot by playing with both men and women.
Uh-huh. Okay, give us a website.
I'm sorry, the cell connection is not too good.
Give us your website. What is your website?
The website is, one of them is lauriedepeace.com.
Okay.
That is my personal website.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Now, Lori, what is your advice for a young woman coming into the industry?
I'm sorry, I have to move positions. You're cutting in and out. Can you try that again? What is my advice?
Coming.
Well, the service isn't too good here, but I think you said a young woman coming into this field.
Yes, into the music industry. Right.
My advice to a young woman who wants to pursue music, whether it be the voice or whether it be the music itself, I feel first of all, is a natural creative instinct inside someone, and we need to follow those instincts, but we also need to be business savvy and understand that no matter what field of music you're getting in, that it is a business. And I happen to not make any choices about music, but at the time I was raising my only son and running a business, and I decided to go to business school. And boy, am I glad I did, because I got a 2-year associate's degree in retail business management, and what I learned in that business associate's degree was priceless, and it helped me to function as a businesswoman in the areas of management and promoting, and insight as to people and, you know, public speaking and everything from taxes to really knowing how to operate in that structure of business, because a lot of young people don't understand. They think music, that people will do that for them, and that they just want to be a singer or they just want to play an instrument. But music is a business. And if we are not in the position to make good decisions, or don't, are not, we don't really equip ourselves with the knowledge and wisdom that a business degree will bring us, I don't really feel it will be to our advantage in this business to really promote yourself and learn how to market yourself and know about people and who those people are who can help you and how to help yourself. So an education in business, number one, and number two, maybe a professional, whether it's matriculated education in music or an instrument, or whether it is lessons. I started out with lessons while I was taking a business degree in a 2-year college, and then I went on to study with some people and audition for a higher education at the New School University of Jazz and Contemporary Music. That's how my path led. But that is my advice to any young people wanting to go into this business. It's not just about a pretty voice or playing an instrument, because singers are a dime a dozen, and so are instrumentalists. But if you're going to really make it your life, it is a business. And I think an education in both would be the most lucrative and allow you to be the most successful.
Hey, thank you so much for being my guest.
Thank you so much for having me, Dr. Cartwright.
And I'm going to play Winter Walls. I encourage everyone to go to the website, LoriThePiece.com. And then listen to Heartache Video, which is your CD. This is your debut tonight.
Yes, this is my debut CD. Do you want to tell our audience what happened with the CD, or would you like me to tell you?
No, I don't have time for that. So we're going to play Winter Balls, and we'll have you back again in the future to talk about the CD. Okay?
Sure. That would be great. Thank you so much.
Okay. Winter Balls. Here, even though
WIJSF.com. Women in Jazz South Florida Inc. is a nonprofit educational organization that promotes women musicians globally.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woohooer, a hand clapper, a high fiver? I kind of like the high five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses. So don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.